So, the crazy thing about this game is that if you are unaware, Hogwarts Legacy got announced a while ago, and then essentially you got a bunch of people who are upset at J.K. Rowling. Rowling, is it Rowling? J.K. Rowling. Now they're upset about J.K. Rowling about what she said about trans people. Now, my personal beliefs on the thing, personally, I feel that it's nobody's goddamn business. It doesn't fucking matter what you think or what you believe. She's not going out harming anybody. She's not doing anything that's terrible. She's not actively insulting people. But you do have a community that is known for being crazy toxic, being crazy toxic right now. So you kind of have to take what's going on with a grain of salt in terms of whether or not this shit is actually going to affect anything. Now, personally, it ain't. This game is going to sell like crazy. It's going to be a real big seller, and a lot of people are going to really, really like it. It's highly anticipated, and generally highly anticipated games only go one or two ways. Either it comes out and it's a buggy mess and it gets crucified, or when it drops, everyone just praises it to high heaven. Now, personally, from as a gamer, the game itself just seems okay. There's nothing that grandiose or special about it outside the fact that it's just related to Hogwarts. I mean, this is the equivalent to the God of War games, where those games are just narrative games, barely any skill is required, but the fact that they're related to God of War, everybody lose their goddamn mind. So it's the same thing to me. But realistically, the issue that comes with this is the fact that you have an abundance of people who, like I said, from a toxic community, which is the little trans crap, because these people are out for her. They're calling out for her death, and that is the true definition of toxicity. It, to me, it's like, how dare you say that you are doing something for the benefit of someone when you're calling out for someone's murder? So it's ridiculous that essentially that's all that there is to it. You have a game that's associated with someone who people within a certain community disagree with. And essentially, because the game is for sure going to give her some money because she gets ridiculous kickbacks from anything Harry Potter related. I mean, she's a billionaire, right? So she gets multiple kickbacks because of this thing. So this game being a big seller, which is what it's definitely going to be, giving kickbacks to someone whom a certain community disagrees with is the only issue with the Hogwarts Legacy. That's the only problem. That's what's going on right now, which is why people are losing their damn mind, is because they know for a fact JK is going to get paid from this. And considering the fact that she is associated with something that big and that large and is that huge of an impact, the people want her to hurt, but she can't be hurt. She got stupid money, right? So she got, I can say whatever I want and get away with it money. And that's what she's doing. She's saying whatever she wants and she's getting away with it. Like, literally every time she responds to a tweet or she says anything, or basically she just double downs on how she feels, does nothing but help the sale of this game. Now, you might be wondering, like, why would that help the sale of the game, considering the fact that a lot of gamers generally probably wouldn't even care about the subject matter, let alone even be associated with the shit. Because again, you have people who essentially are calling out for either the complete ban of this game or to purposefully not purchase it as a solidarity or whatever. But realistically, gamers are the associated group that essentially would not fucking care about certain subject matters like that. But the problem is that there are a lot of people who would simply buy the game out of solidarity towards her, right? Like, it's so crazy how vindictive certain people can be. And I'm pretty sure there are a lot of Harry Potter fans, but essentially might also be related to the trans community in some way, shape, or form that'll be like, oh, I'm not getting this game simply because it's related to something J.K. Rowling made. But again, it's not like she purposefully, it's not like any of that matters in terms of how you view her objectivity towards a certain topic. It just doesn't. The work in itself, as long as it's not harmful towards people, what does it matter? If you like the story, you like the story. Me personally, like, I've seen all the Harry Potter movies and I enjoyed them, you know, and it's like, I have my little critical issues that I do have with them, but that's it. But I still enjoyed those movies. I enjoyed them greatly. I mean, Dumbledore was a fucking cock blocker. Like, my man Harry was supposed to get that black girl and he just cock blocked. Like, you sons of bitch. It's the beginning of Harry Potter and Half-Blood Prince. I swear to God, if you see the beginning of Harry Potter and Half-Blood Prince, you're gonna be like, yo, Dumbledore deserves to die. Bitch. My man was being awkward. He knew Voldemort was still alive, and he just started chatting up with this black chick who was like, hey, she got off of work. Harry might give him a little something. He got the whole crux. This is like, motherfucker. But, you know, that's something that makes me upset at J.K. Rowling. It's like, you wrote that. You stopped my man from getting some. And he could have. And he could have been with a muggle. And that just would have been cool. But no, you couldn't do that. But it's not, you know, it's crazy that essentially the trans community the ones that are upset at the things she has said, are feeling as if people would boycott this game or essentially just not buy it or it would not sell well, when one of the main highlights is that essentially, since they're saying something and the media needs to report on whatever it is that they're talking about what they're saying, which is that it's to boycott the game. And then the media shining the light on exactly how much the sales are going to be for the Hogwarts Legacy game. And it's literally like the highest selling thing on like Steam right now, which should also confer how much motherfuckers are basically going to download this bitch or buy a physical copy of the game when it comes out on like PS5 and the Xbox Series X. It's crazy. You know, it's insane to believe that essentially gamers themselves, or nerds for that matter, would have any type of cog in this machine. There are people who are associated with basically valuing their entertainment over everything else. That's the general consensus for nerds, right? And it's like, nigga, that's with any fucking fandom, right? You talk to a football player and it was like, they don't give a damn what the fuck is happening on Sunday. They gonna watch the game regardless. Anything that interferes with that is something that they just consider just abysmal. Like, just how dare you? This is what I'm a fan of this. So I guess I should stop saying nerds, but I mean, come on. what is a fan if not a nerd? You happen to be incredibly knowledgeable over something that you have nothing to do with. And I'm here with you. I'm letting you know I'm here with you. But it's crazy to think about exactly what this has signified. I mean, there's a multitude of reasons to boycott this game. There's a very good reason to boycott this game if you truly were to think of something that actually would be like, yeah, that actually has some ground to stand on. Now, it's not about the views of the creator of the series, who basically had no part in the creation of this game at all. I'm not even sure if she freaking made the story or whatnot, but it goes to show you that essentially it would make so much sense. Remember how, if you didn't, like, not too long ago, they actually had a developer quit because someone ousted, like, he was following someone on Twitter or YouTube or something like that, and he was working on Hogwarts Legacy games, and then essentially they made him quit. And I believe it either might have been the lead developer or like some some type of big person in the game. Now, that's a reason to boycott. That's something that basically they've did their damnedest to sweep under the rug, and a lot of people just seem plumb forget about it. Plumb Tucker forgot. And it's terrible, because that was horrible. We recently had something like that with that fucking, you know, those people who made, what was it, the Limited Run? Yeah, Limited Run Games, where they literally had someone who got fired because someone ousted who they followed on Twitter, because that fucking matters. And it's like, as long as he was able, as long as they were able to do their job, I don't know if it was a dude, and I believe it was a guy, as long as he was able to do his job, did it matter who he was following or what he liked or anything like that? Did that infer with the job whatsoever? Did you see any of his personal beliefs bleed into the game? I'm pretty sure not, because it's following fucking Harry Potter, for God's sakes. The most politically jargoning series of all time. Like, there's nothing in Harry Potter outside from being completely black and white. You know, evil wizards are bad, good wizards are good. The end, right? This isn't fucking Game of Thrones. It's just Harry Potter. So it made no sense that happened. But at the same time, that should have been the only concept that was brought up in terms of being like, you should boycott the game. Hell, like I said, the game itself seems mediocre. It kind of has like a realistically a Dragon Age skill wheel, and like a circumvent, like a, you know, kind of like the being able to attack and whatnot. They had like a showcase of the game and stuff like that recently. I also like the looks of the characters are really bland and just ugh. And then you got like the ugliest motherfuckers in the school. Like, I don't know what the hell it is with current game design and trying to be as real as they possibly can when it comes to characters, but the fact that they don't embellish some aspects is also disheartening. And, you know, you might be thinking, Daniel, are you trying to say make some underage kids attractive? Like, are you, what are you saying here, Daniel? What exactly are you saying? Well, yes, I am, because I come from anime. If you've been to anime, then you know that it does not take a lot to make a high schooler seem attractive. But I'm not saying that, you know, we should have like fucking in this game or anything like that, but essentially be like with Cyberpunk, where at least the female characters that they had in the game that you could romance were attractive. I don't even know if there's a fucking romance concept within this game, but even if there is, ew. Like, these kids are fugly, and I get that it's like, you know, to hit that British mark, but ew. They're attractive British people, like, Jesus Christ. But it's like, these kids, like, it's like, ugh. This shit, like, it looks aesthetically, like, it looks really bland. And, like, even this, I would say, like, this deep into game design, when you get to the character customization, the fact that you can't really get stupid with this is something that's weird, when that was, like, a main staple of a game, like, fucking Saints Row the Third, right? And yet, it's an open world RPG, and it's like it has the most bare bone basic of shit, but essentially the major point of it is that exploration. You could just go anywhere and do anything. But that in itself just seems kind of, yeah. Like, I mean, it doesn't even have fucking sliders for shit. So you can't make your face as big as you want, as small as you want. It's like, yeah, you can get goofy and stupid with this stuff, but these are things that were implemented in like fucking PlayStation 3. And the fact that they don't have it, like, it's, ugh. I mean, think of something like Mass Effect. Mass Effect had it to where you can completely customize your character for a good extent. Like, it was a pretty good character customization. But people enjoy just what basic Shepard looked like. You know? It was like basic Shepard was the general consensus when it came to playing. When it came to playing as a male character, and you just had some very attractive female characters within the game, thus making it entertaining to look at them. I mean, you saw how big the debacle was when Mass Effect, the Legendary Edition came out, and they zoomed in so you couldn't see Miranda's ass, even though, like, it was like, yeah, her ass is like all over the screen in a bunch of the games. But it's like people still played the games, but you saw how ridiculous that was. And it's like, why are we interfering on this when it's a part of the game? It's something that people enjoy. There's nothing really wrong with it. But you got the asshole who's doing the Legendary Edition or the remastering everything. And he's like, I don't want to see a booty all the time. And it's like, what the fuck are you talking about? It's like, you didn't make this game. This isn't your game. You are just enhancing this game. So just leave the game alone, because it's popular for its reasons. Leave it alone. Just create it and let it go out into the ether. It didn't harm nobody back then. It ain't harming nobody now. You're an asshole for doing this. I'm totally off subject. But I still stand by what I say, when it's like, they could have put far more thought and depth into the look of this, of these characters and the feel of these characters. Now, this is by no means a reason to fucking boycott the game or anything like that. Literally, the only one was just the removal of a guy simply because of who he's following, which is like, why is this being a common thing within the gaming community? But at the same time, it's like, if anyone should not give a fuck, it would be the gaming community. But you got a lot of backwards thinking with these people, because a lot of these studios are associated in California, and they think like Californians do, where they believe that Twitter and just the grand consensus of California is how the rest of the world thinks, and nothing could be further from the truth. Fucking idiots. But you just like, but it's just the habit to where like the look of everything is just like, yeah, this is completely unattractive. And it's like, yeah, the world of Harry Potter is cool, but I seriously doubt that this game is going to be anything phenomenal in terms of the story, as well as the overall basis of the game, as the base components of the game. It just seems like every other thing, but overall it just seems like the grand appeal to it will just be the Harry Potter aspect. But outside of that, what else does the game have going for it? Like I said, the attractiveness of characters or being able to create or customize is something that is very much appealing towards a lot of people. How funny would it be to basically look like a fucking goblin while you're going around Harry Potter pretending to be a regular kid? Hell, as bare bones as they were with the character customization, like if you've seen on a little showcase, I wish that they would have done far more in terms of actually allowing you some type of variety when it came towards your character. If the mass appeal is that you're going to be a character within the Hogwarts or within Hogwarts or within the Harry Potter world, the classes and all the other restrictions that they have be damned, because apparently you're not like doing shit like Bully or Persona in terms like going to classes and shit like that, which is fine. That's fine. But they are integral in terms of learning and doing your spells and shit like that, which is, again, cool. But the fact that there isn't more variety, where it is like, you know, even now, like essentially they pulled that Halo bullshit where it's like, not, you're not, you don't pick a female or a male thing. You more so pick voice, you pick body type one or body type two type of bullshit. And that's stupid. That's incredibly stupid. But it really, like, you know, even the voices, like you only have two distinct voices that you can choose from. Which, again, stupid. That seems fairly stupid. Hell, even in Dragon Age, you had, I believe, you had like a British voice for a man, and then a more stern American stylized voice. It was like a voice with an accent, and then a voice that was like more so an American accent. For like the men, and then for the women, it basically was the exact same thing, and it was just two different voices that you can choose from. And like now, albeit the accented, not the American accented voice, was obviously the better choice for the female character. But essentially, even that was still far more of a conceptualized variety, sense of variety, because whether or not like how you wanted your character to look or feel, or where you wanted your character to come from, that's actually something that's integral to the game. Now, granted, everybody in here gonna be all Brit, But I still feel that the lack of variety when it came to just this simplistic aspect towards the character customization is something that's weird. It's something that's like, in this day and age, why would you limit yourself to this? Now, I'm not saying to go full Saints Row Fourth, where you had like four big time male voice actors play as like a different as like the main character throughout the game, and you got to pick exactly who you wanted your voice to be, as well as like multiple other voice actors play as the main male character, plus with the female voice actors as well. Like that was just a huge rereading of the script over and over and over again by different characters. But I'm not saying that you have to do that, but again, like I said with Dragon Age, they just had four voices. And that four voices delve for a lot in terms of creativity. Even Mass Effect, I believe, only had the two voices, and still, it was like, but it was like that's something from back then, right? And it was like that's back then. That was PlayStation 3, early PlayStation 3. So it's like it's weird when you think of like with games and stuff, exactly how far away something was that we consider old. I'm not saying the first Mass Effect is old, but it is kind of getting there. But even still, there's a lot with this game that clearly is things that just definitely could have been improved on. For the most part, it seems like even the concept of choice or exploration and shit like that is just going to be bare bones. And it just seems as if it's appealing to Harry Potter fans that just really want to explore the world of Harry Potter, rather than be a dope ass amazing choice driven game centered around Harry Potter, which is what personally I wanted the game to be. But instead, it's like I'm still gonna play it regardless, and that's kind of the main function of like what I'm talking about is that even going back towards thinking of the whole trans bullshit. That should not impede you on playing this game if you truly wish to play it, or if you want to have, or you believe that this is going to be fun. The fact that you get to pick the different house that you can go into, or like the class, hell, I thought it was weird that you get to pick whether or not you're a wizard or a witch within the character customization, which I feel that's kind of lame. Like that easily could have been something you worked into the story that would have been appealing for the story as well as to for replayability. Where you just have decisions whether or not you are good or evil, you get to pick on that. But apparently, they're not really making it decision based, which is kind of disheartening. And it's like you don't need major decisions, but still small moments where, all right, you're evil or you're good, you did this, you did that, whatever. But still, the fact that it's like, if you want to play this game, you want to play this game, and that should have nothing to do with the trans community. Gamers in general, or anything like that, just you want to play the game, so then buy and play the game. Fuck it. I do believe this is going to be a game that's going to be like, have a certain curve added to it in terms of like whether or not people give it a different, higher grade than it needs because of the fact that it's related to Harry Potter, but it's to be expected within the gaming world of today. But it is something that people should take note of and understand that. The people who tell you that they have all the power ain't got shit. Like they ain't got no power. They have nothing unless you let them have power. The fact that they fired someone before because of this ridiculous impunity is proof that these people still believe that they have power. But then at the same time, this game didn't get canceled. This game is selling is like, the pre order sales have pushed it to ridiculous lengths. The same thing is going to happen when they release Grand Theft Auto 6. I guarantee you they're going to do the same thing when Grand Theft Auto 6 comes out. And you better believe Grand Theft Auto 6 is going to do the exact same thing Grand Theft Auto 5 did, which is that the pre-order sales are going to pay back what the game is worth, like the actual budget for the game, like far before the game even sells, and Grand Theft Auto 5 is still one of the highest selling video games of all time. So it's ridiculous. I mean, you can't imagine. Like if you think back on it, like like look up exactly how badly people wanted to cancel Grand Theft Auto 5, or they did not want that game to come out. Just think about that. And then just think of the beast that it became today. So it's ridiculous that you would even allow these people to become subject matters that would even account for anything. The game is going to come and go like any other game. It's going to be whatever. Like I said, it seems very mediocre. But I'm not saying that that's a bad thing. I'm just saying that it just seems whatever. Hell, you can fly around on a broom, but you can't play Quidditch. You can play Quidditch in like the other Harry Potter games, like the old PlayStation 2 games. I believe there actually is a Quidditch game for Harry Potter as well, but you can't play Quidditch in this game. It's an open world game where you're supposed to be enjoying going into the school, and you can't do the sport thing that is like really famous for Harry Potter. Whatever. But it's so weird that you would have this mockery of fans and fandoms going around believing that they can push their weight around for something that they generally know nothing about. I mean, seriously, for the most part of these people being upset about this shit, how many of them actually play video games? How many of them generally give a fuck about video games entirely? And it's like, they're only doing this because of the whole J.K. Rowling thing. But realistically, what ground do they have to stand on outside of the fact that they're just upset at something that she said, but she has nothing to do with this? And it's like, yeah, she's getting money from it because the bitch created the shit. But what the fuck does that matter? She gets money for every time people go to that fucking Universal Studios showcase with Harry Potter. She gets money every time someone buys a book, which they still do today. She gets money every time someone buys a DVD or whatever, or every time it's played on television. She gets a kickback. She got really good lawyers for this shit. But it's like, again, that has absolutely nothing. And it's like, but those books, the story, the little fucking little place that they have at Universal Studios, like, what does any of that have to do with stopping or having her view or thoughts towards your community or trans people? What has any of that done to infer on your existence? And it's like, J.K. Rowling doesn't care about you or whatever. She says what she says. And it's like, hey, fuck her. Like, I still believe what I believe. Move the fuck on. And that's how you should take this shit. That's how you should feel. Basically, make yourself the bigger... can't say man. But the bigger... whatever, Gonzo. And move on with your life. Or go on and, like, essentially try to beat her at her own game. Make something that's essentially Harry Potter, but 1,000 times better. I'm not saying you need to throw trans character all over the place, but do something that essentially could crush the empire that is Harry Potter. How wonderful would that be? How glorious would it be to see something else involving magic and whatnot, and it not work under the same mythos or the same limited structure that Harry Potter had? It was a wonderful book series made for really good movies, but there are so many flaws with the thing. Why not use your hatred towards her to create some new content for everyone else? Since you're trying to affect the masses that run under that are fumbling under her shit to just get more stuff out of it, use that. Use the knowledge of how many people are trying to buy this game as there's an audience for this magic shit. Make some magic shit with all your trans activists, whatever's, and sell it. And hopefully you can have a video game of your very own where J.K. Rowling gets no money, or your empire gets bigger than hers and you could buy out Harry Potter. Who the fuck knows? Any of that would be far more productive than the bullshit that they're doing now. And that's all I'm going to say about that. This has been another episode of Fun with Flame. I've been your host, Dane DeFlame, and as always, good people, hope you had fun.